Hello, and we are back with another episode of the JDT podcast. Today's episode is going to cover clearing your space. I always attempt to find ways to clear my space, whether that's physically, figuratively, or just in a whole, everything that needs to get out of the way from keeping me to going to the next level. One thing that I've recently learned is that if your mental isn't fully there and you're not fully satisfied with being able to rest mentally, your physical is going to take an effect to that as well. Meaning that you may not get enough rest at night. You may not be able to utilize your brain the same way. You might have hard times thinking, and even if it's on a subject matter that you already know very well. One of the first statements that I've come together with was moving the bullshit out of the way and making room for you. You need yourself more than anyone else in your life. This isn't about success. This isn't about losing friends. It's about not losing yourself in a time that you need yourself the most. When I sat down and wrote that out for myself, it was during a time where I've faced numerous challenges between myself trying to find what I need to do to help build myself, get myself to the next level. It was during a time where I wanted to challenge myself to be better, but it seemed like all of the external factors were coming against me, and not only was I battling myself, I also had to battle external forces, which seemed like I could never get around. I'm still battling. I'm still making that fight happen. But I'm just taking it in a different route and handling that situation in a different manner. One of the first things I'm quick to do is drop everything and clear my mind. My mind, I sometimes tend to keep to myself with the thoughts that I have, things I may want to say, but not that I move cautiously, but I think through situations before I do or act now. Self-care is what I rather call it. But when it boils down to it, if you're not okay mentally, you can't expect your work to be anything near the status of what you want or need it to be. It's easy to get lost in this world when you are surrounded by so much craziness. You get off track quick, and your gains and success fall even faster. I've learned this lesson numerous times in the past where I had lost everything, literally everything, that I worked my ass off to even just have myself in the room or the space that I wanted. And the area that I've been working to place myself in for years, my life, my schoolwork, my plans, they really quickly changed. And sometimes they mostly went up in flames. I had to adapt and evolve to the circumstances and make moves in which I didn't have a place to, I just didn't have that place to myself, or didn't even have in place at all to make them. So I knocked myself off course, which is very easy to do. I got off track. I lost my motivation, lost my confidence. I honestly never thought that I'd be in a place where I could have a status ever again of being able to say, hey, I'm doing this, or watch this, guys. Let me show you how to do this. It's been times where the scholarships in high school that I worked for to go to college, lost. Even being able to go to public school, lost. Now, yeah, for people who know that situation, they can say, well, there was someone who interfered with that. There was a force externally due to their self issues. They weren't confident with themselves. They might not have liked the person that they were. So in order to try to make themselves feel better or be more comfortable, they attempted to remove me from the picture. Temporarily, I was removed. And I'd quite frankly say that with that setback caused me to become lost, or I'd say placed me in an unknown state of mind in which I did not know what my next option, my next route, or even the next day would be like. I did not know what it would have in store for me, you know? And so some of the things that we go through, they happen for a reason. And you have to be able to see yourself out. Even if you were to lose everything today, how would you place yourself back in that position? Now, yes, it's going to take time, it's going to take work and effort, but how do you ensure that even if you lose your success that you have personally now, how do you get back to that after that success has been lost? And then after getting back to that balancing level, how do you continue to go on past that level so you can get back on the road in which you first started on? For myself, it started by me getting a job, making different moves, cutting people out of my life. Hell, I've even cut family out of my life. I don't care who you are. That has nothing to do with it. Because what I've realized is that with my self-value and self-worth, if I lose myself, I've lost everything there already. So yes, I'd rather cut off a friend that I've had for 5 years. Yes, I'd much rather cut off a family member that I've known my entire life. But one thing I refuse to ever do is lose myself. Not again. Fool me once, that's on me. And fool me twice, you know. But with that, you have to set your standard with who you allow to come into your life. Now, I'm not saying that I've had the perfect choices of who I've allowed in my life every time. Never. I've recently cut people out within the past year that honestly had no reason being in my life in the first place. But due to the fact that they were able to have a nice smile, play that role with that, with having a nice smile, you know, dressed it up for me very well to make me believe that they had or wanted the best for me and anything that I had going on in my life, that was wrong. How I look at it now is that the people that I allow into my life now, it's almost as if I hold interviews to determine if I'm going to let you in my life or not. But if you don't do it that way, how do you know if you've accepted somebody in your life that's going to better you or help you get to that next level of success that you want, or to that next area or space in life in which you're trying to gain? I sit often and think about how would life have been now, or what position would I be in had I not accepted just half of the people into my life in which I did? And I've thought about the successes that I could have had, as well as the other downfalls that I could have had as well without certain people in my life. And even now, I turn people off out of my life faster than a light switch, you know. And it's not that I'm attempting to brag about being able to cut one out of my life, but more so emphasizing how serious it is of a level and how much you must take in on who you are bringing in. You can't just meet somebody and in a month, oh yeah, this is my bro, that's my dog, I'm gonna do anything, right or wrong, I'm with you. Because in a sense, that is going to hurt you if they are making the wrong moves. You can end up taking a loss, or you can end up winning. But though that loss or that win is solely based on you and the persons who you allow in your life. After removing people from my life and gaining people in my life, I look at it from two ways. Not saying that I use people, but I say I work with them. Because we all are trying to better ourselves with the people in which I surround myself with. We all want better for ourselves. Most of the people in which I surround myself with, they are in higher and much better places than I am at life for right now. But if you take the knowledge from them, especially if there's someone in your occupation, in your field, or in just a position that you would like to be in, use that person to gain knowledge from. They can teach you anything. With wins and losses, losses can be seen in two ways. Either as just that, a loss, or as a lesson. What you learn will be determined, I'll say. What you learn is what you will determine if you get set back again, or your future successes from the setback in the first place. Numerous times there have been events that I caused where I kept putting people down in my life, whether that be relationships with women, friends, or family. As I stated earlier, I'm not saying that I'm perfect, nor am I attempting to portray myself as if I am. But I am stating this: when push comes to shove, you must get up off of your back, stand tall, and remember who you are. Because if it hadn't been for yourself, you wouldn't be where you are now. So, with that, I always think about a statement that P. Diddy used to say: can't stop, won't stop. You can't allow yourself to ever stop. When you take that L, like I said, it's only seen as two ways, either as a loss or a lesson. So whichever way you prefer to take it, you have to utilize that as a pedestal to boost yourself up to the next level. When it comes to leveling up, you have to know in the back of your mind, as you would with any relationship, hey, okay, I saw this in my past relationship, and it was something I did not like. It was something I did not honestly care for. So why would I put up with that again? If you allow yourself to settle for something, you're hurting yourself. You're cheating yourself. You're holding yourself back from what, quote unquote, could have been. When you allow yourself to settle for less, when you know you deserve better, that's when you start to decline. That's when your top tier turns into your bottom. That's when yourself as a whole unit begins to separate. I look at that effect as it did with the world. Pangea. All continents were supposedly stuck together at one point in time. But due to the tectonic plates and the vibrations, which we call earthquakes, began to separate each continent over time, which now has all the multiple ones that we do have now and the locations that they're in. So if you look at yourself as a whole, as each continent once was before, and you allow those tectonic plates into your life, which then start to vibrate, and to deal with the vibration, you start allowing yourself to spread out even more and more, you will then end up all over the place, separated, lost, not knowing where your other pieces to yourself are, not understanding how you started off on the line, and now your mind may be all the way to the left, but your mouth is to the right. So that way, when you start to speak, what you're thinking is not even coming out the right way as if you wanted it to be. Separation, physical separation from yourself, is one of the top things that most people deal with before anybody ever knows. And also, you don't even know it sometimes. You may not catch yourself until you have to take an L. Again, for yourself, an L can either be a loss or a lesson. For myself, I look at all of my L's as lessons. I try to sit back and think before I make a move, what is it that this has taught me? What has this person taught me? What did I learn from this situation? Why is it that I feel that I might need this person in my life? They haven't shown me anything positive. They haven't taught me anything. All that I've gotten out of this was just placed in a negative position. Lost a job. Messed up school. Lost friendships or supposed friendships. Got separated from my family. You know, so it's so many different occurrences that can happen prior to you even catching the fact that you're separating yourself due to all the negativity or negative energy or negative vibes that you've allowed into your life that you didn't even realize. That's why it's so important to know who you are. And not only that, but know what you stand for. And know yourself, what you need and where you're trying to go in general. Without that, you'll end up separated and lost, broken apart. I myself, I'm dealing with things now. I'm learning from these things. And I'm trying to build myself up to understand that I am not perfect. And even when the toughest events occur, I must know that in the end, I will still come out on top. If I were to lose everything, I know that I will be able to rise again and get back to the status that I once claimed, with no doubt. I'll be better in my next situation than I have ever been now. You have to have the mindset to know you will always win. When I say always win, I try to take each day as its own separate game. I'll never see the championship. I'll never see my full success that I want. I know that, and I'm satisfied with that because of the fact that once I reach the goals that I have set for myself now, I'm definitely going to go back to the drawing board, sit down, have a glass of whiskey, might even smoke a cigar, and rewrite a brand new board out. I don't allow myself to ever be satisfied. Yes, do I celebrate the small victories? On occasions. Some of them, I just pat myself on the back, say good job, you know you were going to do it, and keep going. Other people, they need to hear, hey man, that's a good job. You did great out there today, man. I'm proud of that. Or, hey, ma'am, I see what you're doing here. You're doing good work, and I am definitely proud of you and the success that you've brought and had along the way. For myself, I've learned. Maybe it's from the tough love from my grandmother growing up, or just being myself, things that I've learned along the way. But I don't need a pity party or somebody to boost my morale. I always know I'm gonna win. And it's not that I must win, it's that I have no other option. I know I'm going to win regardless. It doesn't matter the subject. You might be better at it for right now, but I know I'm gonna win. It may not be at the first challenge, it may not be at the second, but you can win the fight as long as I win the war. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And as long as you look at life that way, instead of trying to live oh so fast and do too much at one time, you have to know that you control you. You win hands down every time as long as you're racing against yourself. One of my favorite songs, honestly, is Me Versus Me by Moneybagg Yo. That's the life. That's what life is for me. I see nobody else because I am my only competition. I wake myself up. I get up. I do my job. I handle my business on the side. And I do my schooling. Now, it's on me to determine which grade I'm going to get in school. It's not on my teacher, because I know the effort and the amount of time that I put in there. The statement, you only get out what you put in, is definitely a true statement. Because there's no way that you can possibly think you're going to have 5 years of success when only putting in 5 minutes of work or effort into whatever it is that you want that success to come out of. You can sit down all day, have the energy to be in your phone, play games, go to every outing, every event, always in the clubs, always drinking, doing X, Y, and Z. I've lived that life. I've done it. Nothing positive comes out of that. Yeah, okay, it's a good time. Sure. Now, don't get me wrong. I still have good times. But with that, you have to also understand when you have a good time and when to handle business. It's been times where I've gone out expecting to go out for a good time and ended up making a business partner that same night where I did not even celebrate or party at a club. And to this day, I still speak with that person and we still are working on ways to increase revenue or have at least another source of income. It's numerous times where you will be faced and placed in different settings just to see how bad you want something. You can be out knowing that the next day you have a paper due or you have that deadline to meet for your job. But if you don't handle it at that time being, all because you wanted to have fun with some friends, that's only going to be temporary. Why'd you even go out? Handle your business first. There's a saying play hard, work hard, or work hard and play harder, however you want to say it or state it. But at the end of the day, you must always work 2 times harder than you play. I'm not successful yet, but I have had tiny successes in which I envisioned that I must need it to gain and get to the level of life that I'm at now. And with those successes, I guess it's all about yourself when it comes to success. They may seem small to others, and they may seem big as hell to some, or even most. But success is solely upon its owner. Who is the success going to? Who earned it? Who worked the hardest? Overall, ups and downs, they're going to come. They'll be there in life day in and day out. Most of them are due to you. The other portion of that, you just have to understand that is life in itself. With life comes losses. With life comes lessons. You must take those L's, turn them into whichever you desire, whichever you need most. Do you need a loss to boost you? Or if you take it as a lesson, will that help you out even more? Looking solely at the way you look at life and how you determine what you need and what you want, that is all upon you. You are the writer of your own story. You are the speaker of your own speech. You can have whatever you desire, and it is upon you to make those desires become true. With those ups and downs, the losses and lessons, the plans and the steps that you have to encounter and that you have to endure to get to the level of life in which you want, you must first cut out all of the bull, turn up your levels, motivate yourself, be there for you, congratulate yourself, enjoy yourself, love yourself, and peace and prosperity and success will always find you. It may not be when you want it, but it is always guaranteed. Even if it's for a moment, a minute, or a second, it will always come to you. Always remember to turn those losses into lessons. Clear your space, your mind, and your life, and everything will fall right into your lap. Have a blessed day. Peace.